News Talk 1270. This is Glenn, who's on the phone.
Glenn, this is Cynthia Lummis from Washington.
How have you been?
Great. And you?
Well, I'm surprised your head hasn't exploded yet. I have you for a short period of time, and we got a lot to cover here. I think the first one that I had to call you about is, and it's happening today, they're about to push through that $36 billion with a B that your great-grandkids will be paying off to extend unemployment. Why don't these people want to pay for it?
It's shocking to me that they don't want to pay for it, because there's a way to pay for it. We should take the stimulus monies that have not been spent and allocate them towards these unemployment benefits.
Now,
no one in Congress wants to curtail unemployment benefits at a time of such high unemployment. We just want it paid for.
Sure. Now, I've heard that idea. I've also heard that some Republicans have come up with actual cuts.
Yes, and that's possible, too.
Yeah. So
when you've got an agency like the EPA that last year received 39% more funding than the previous year, obviously there's some fluff in the budget.
Yeah. Okay. Well, see, what gets me is, I asked you the last time you and I talked, there's this little thing that the president asked for that Congress gave him and he signed into law that he brags about called PAYGO, pay-as-you-go. So he's lying again?
Yeah, but you know, it is the most disingenuous use of a law that you can possibly imagine. PAYGO means pay-as-you-go, means finding the money to pay for expenditures.
Right.
But the Democrats exempt more spending from the law than they apply to the law. And so it's a fraud.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just another example where it's being used as a fraud. It's called emergency funding.
Right.
And so it can be exempt from PAYGO.
Okay. Now, that was one. See, what I'm thinking is when we get done with them in November, you'll probably have enough power there to at least put a stranglehold and at least stall all of these programs, like, for instance, the Obamacare, but also with the president signing in today this financial reform package, which, by the way, gives some agency that doesn't exist yet, which will cost us more money to build the agency, the power to take a look at a company that they think, in their opinion, is going to cause harm to the economy, and it can seize the company and shut it down. This is not a free market anymore.
No, it's not. And I am so disappointed that bill includes, on the backs of small Main Street banks, propping up the large banks that caused the problem, and considering some of them too big to fail, and applying stress tests to them that are going to be paid for by small Wyoming Main Street banks.
Okay.
And this, you know, it's offensive.
And most of the rules, this was over 2,300 pages long, which, let me just take a guess, nobody read it?
Yeah, you got that right.
So it's 2,300 pages, but it's going to be a lot bigger than that, because now you have all of these new agencies that are going to have to be created, and they have to write the rules. Is that right?
That is correct.
And we don't even know what that's going to be.
Not even a clue. You know, Wyoming does something that I'm going to start drafting a bill for now. The Wyoming legislature has a process whereby a legislative committee, a select committee, has to vet the rules and regulations that are promulgated after the Wyoming legislature passes a law, just to make sure if the rules and regs are in compliance with or goes beyond the intent of the Wyoming law. We should have that same kind of process here in Washington.
I gave the listeners an example the other day of, I had my family's a cabin in the beautiful mountains of North Carolina, and some blueberry bushes, and a vine was growing up through all of the bushes, and I went down and just cut off the vine at the base, and by the next day the whole thing was dead. And I thought, now, see if I'm right about this. I'd like to know, do you think we'll have enough power after November to at least cut off some of these big, like, get Obamacare, this bill here that we're talking about now Reid is trying to push cap and trade through, and there's a whole host of others. Can we at least put the brakes on until 2012?
Well, we can try to do what you did. We can try to choke it off.
Yeah.
Until it dies.
Cut off the funding, basically.
Exactly.
Okay. At least there's hope out there, because I don't want to get everybody depressed. Now, here's one. I couldn't wait to get to this one, because this is what made me first think about calling you. Apparently, someone's filed a lawsuit because Wyoming has too many representatives in the House.
Yes, so. And of course, it was found yesterday Well, it was thrown out, and so now apparently he's going to appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court.
Okay, so apparently you're so effective that there's too many of you.
Okay. That would appear to be the case. Maybe it is a backhanded compliment.
Well, I get, that's the way I would take it if I were you, because if they did get rid of you, here was my solution, okay? And no, I don't do any drugs to come up with a solution. We were going to replace you with a Shetland pony. And the pony can tap once, one hoof for a yes vote, two for no. And whenever the debate portion came, it can just go ahead and walk down to the floor in front of the microphone, and out of its hindquarters, it can just dump Wyoming's opinion on the bill.
You know, the other day I had the oddest experience. I was floor managing a group of non-controversial bills that came out of the Natural Resources Committee.
Right.
The member from Guam was managing on behalf of the majority party.
Mm-hmm.
And Guam can't vote on the floor because
right.
they're not a state, but they get to vote in committee. So she's floor managing the bill. The person in the speaker's chair calls for a vote. I vote no. There's no one there who can vote for the majority because she can't vote on the floor. And yet the Speaker of the House said the ayes have it, the bill has passed. And there was nobody there who voted for it. And Glenn, that bill passed the House on a vote of 0-1.
Well, see, this is where we've completely tossed the Constitution out the window, because let's not forget, health care was deemed passed. You can't do that.
Did these people ever take ninth grade civics?
No.
I'm just appalled at how far this process has fallen from what the Founding Fathers intended, what the Constitution embodies, and what I learned in ninth grade.
Yeah, I know you've got a lot to do, and I promised as I was setting this up that I'd keep you down to just a few minutes here. So Harry Reid is trying to slam cap and trade through now. Odds of that getting through, we'll have to deal with that in November as well?
I don't believe it'll pass.
Okay.
I believe that the American people have weighed in on cap and trade. The American people know that's just the biggest tax increase that was ever proposed.
But the American people voted no on everything else that they've rammed through, so what's the difference here?
That's a good point, especially health care. I mean, against overwhelming opposition, they passed health care.
And I don't believe that they are going to use constitutional methods to get this through, so I'd watch Africa. Do you have time for one call?
I do.
Okay. News Talk 1270, this is Glenn, who's on the phone.
Yeah, Glenn, this is Jim.
Go ahead.
I'd like to ask our representative about the budget. I know there's been some said about it, but you don't really see that much about it. And I'd like to know if there's any way that we can make more rumblings and force them into having to do something with that budget. I think that budget needs passed, and I think the American people need to see what they're pulling. I'll get off the line and listen. Thank you.
Okay. In fact, didn't they just sort of deem a budget passed?
You know, Jim is absolutely right. Glenn, what they did is they've just said we will not have a budget resolution this year, the first time since 1974 when we passed the current budget process.
Yeah.
They're going to wait until after the election on November 2nd before they even bring the major appropriations bills to the floor. And they're apparently going to bring them to the floor without a budget. So there's no sideboards on the amount of money that they're going to spend, which is the purpose of a budget.
Right.
It is something about which we should be raising a ruckus, as he said.
It is. I'm going to stick you with one more call, then I'm going to let you go because I promised. News Talk 1270, this is Glenn who's on the phone.
Mrs. Loomis, isn't that illegal? Is what he doing, it's illegal, it's against the Constitution of what our Founding Fathers set us up with.
He's talking
isn't
about the budget?
Not illegal. That's my question. Thank you.
Okay. I believe he's talking about the budget.
Yes, and it is illegal, but it's not unconstitutional.
Okay.
Because the budget resolution would require the House pass a budget, the Senate pass a budget. We try to reconcile the two, just like any other bill. Since the Speaker has decided to forego a budget, while that's illegal, it's not unconstitutional. And she's run amok. She is standing the process of government that makes for opportunities for orderly discussion and debate completely and standing it on its head.
Right.
We need to stop Nancy Pelosi.
Absolutely. Hey, thanks for coming on. I'm glad we're not, switching you out with a Shetland pony. We get to keep you in here, so it'll work a lot better. All right. Thanks for calling in. I appreciate your time.
Thanks.